You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number three underway, the Sports Hangover. NBA season starts tonight. You got the Sixers, 76ers at Boston, 7 o'clock on TNT. Thunder at Golden State, 9:30. We've also been talking about the Saints. Did you see what Get Up, one of the ESPN morning shows, had this morning? They were asking, of course, from last night, Aaron Rodgers with his comeback following Tom Brady with his comeback on Sunday. Who do you want in a must-win situation, fourth quarter, game on the line? Name your quarterback. Here's the three they had on the screen. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger. Apparently, Drew Brees doesn't exist. That aggravated Jordan the intern. We've had
a couple
of calls.
Didn't aggravate you.
Cajun
Mrs. Rogers.
Okay, I'm not Mrs. Rogers. What I was saying is, of the three, there's one mobile quarterback. And again, you saw yesterday his scrambling ability allowed him to get the first down, allowed the drive to continue. Is that something Drew can do? Yes, we've seen it occasionally. But Aaron Rodgers is a little more mobile. Tom Brady, statue. We know he did have a four-yard touchdown run back on Sunday. Look, you can't lose with any of those three.
Hey,
okay? Can't lose any of those three. But I made the case and argument in hour one as well, though. Who has done more with less?
Drew.
Well, I asked you to do some homework. I said, name me some potential Hall of Famers or All-Pro players or Pro Bowlers that those guys have played with. I think Aaron Rodgers has played with more Pro Bowl players at the skill position level than Drew Brees has.
Played with more Hall of Famers.
Name me some Hall of Famers.
For Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Tom Brady. I mean, Randy Moss for that 1 year is the only one that really pops to my head. Is Gronkowski a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, Kevin Falk is a Patriot Hall of Famer, but is he a Hall of Famer?
I could see...
I mean, my case that I was making with Drew Brees is you have a situation with him where he was playing quarterback with, you know, a seventh-round draft pick at receiver. And Marcus Colton went on to get all the records for the franchise, right? Team Hall of Famer. Lance Moore, NFL Europe, special teamers. Came up, earned his way to be a receiver, Super Bowl ring. Pierre Thomas, undrafted rookie free agent, right? I mean, he's won with some guys that you wouldn't think you'd build around. Yes, Meacham, Henderson, Thomas, Cooks, high draft picks as well. Offensive scheme. I think a lot, too, is the lack of playoff wins, the lack of playoff appearances, the lack
what
of
Aaron Rodgers
Super
done?
Bowl. Well, he's won a Super Bowl and he's won an MVP.
Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl.
Right? Hasn't won MVP.
I don't think that matters.
Look, the Packers did have a string up until last year with like 10, 11 straight years of postseason play. Saints didn't have that.
Doesn't matter if you don't get that ring.
But they're in the postseason. I think that's probably why, at least on the national media front, and that East Coast sort of producer head.
Or it's
momentum,
because he's.
I think that's what they do.
He's in the hometown of where football was basically created.
Look, they see the arm, the big arm. They see the, you know, running out the pocket, flinging it downfield and all that. I mean, again, I'm not agreeing with everything they're saying. But you heard the guys in the NFL Network. Maurice Jones, well, he just doesn't do it in spectacular fashion, Drew Brees. You heard Kellerman go on and on. You know, he listed Jim Kelly, Troy Aikman. He went up. Brees was like 15th.
Well, that's what every national news outlet is going to do, even with
the
basketball.
Well, I asked you, right? I mean,
yeah.
I said, you know, Aikman. I would pick Brees over Aikman. Aikman had a Hall of Fame running back, Hall of Fame receiver. I want to say at least 1 year that entire offensive line was in a Hall of Fame. Anyway, if you want to jump into that discussion, feel free at ESPN Radio NOLA. We were talking about it.
It honestly bothers me. I don't know why it bothers me so much. Guess just my city. I don't like people talking bad about my city. It's like, what was that Redskin
radio show? Okay, so DeBima says he thinks the reason that question was phrased the way it is right now was because those three quarterbacks led game-winning drives this past weekend, and Drew Brees didn't play. So DeBima thinks that's why that was on air this morning. Roethlisberger, game-winning drive. Tom Brady, game-winning drive. And last night, Aaron Rodgers, game-winning drive.
But you were just talking about Drew Brees all last week. I don't see how you can not put him in the discussion.
And again, that's what I'm saying. I mean, when the question is, when the game is on the line, who do you want?
Drew Brees.
Right? I still don't think, and that's what I was, and that's why I referenced when obviously the NBA starts tonight and AD tomorrow with the Pels taking on the Rockets is.
It'll be the same thing.
No, people talk about Anthony Davis as one of the best. People talk about AD as passing up LeBron this year as being the best. You just don't ever hear people say that about Drew Brees. You've never heard people go nationally, hey, you know what? Drew Brees is better than Brady. Never heard that.
It's the fact that they'll say, oh, he'll pass up LeBron, but he has to get out of New Orleans.
Okay, you're missing my point. My point is he's in the conversation with one of the best who ever played. He's in the conversation with the best in the league. You never hear that with Drew Brees. People aren't ever saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Right? I mean, you don't hear it. And do you think it's because of the market? I think it's the lack of wins, the lack of postseason appearances, the number of, you know, three straight 7-9 seasons. It's the lack of winning. The numbers are there. He's the all-time passing leader in NFL history, completion leader in NFL history. Up next, 500 touchdowns, just like Tom Brady. The numbers are there. I think it's the lack of wins. That's what it boils down to. Lack of wins, lack of postseasons. Now, Andrew's bringing up something here on a text. Tom Brady says that AFC East, that division's kind of been of a joke. Jets have been a bad football team. Dolphins haven't really won that much, right? And the Bills are well the Bills.
They're either hot or they're cold.
So, look, that's a fair case. That's a fair case in point that, for the most part, the Patriots have a handset, you know,
you could win 9 games and still make the playoffs in the first seed in that?
Well, that's what I'm getting at is that, you know, sort of like the Rams over in the AFC, I mean, the NFC West right now. I mean, they're by far the best team in that division. To my point, he also mentions the two best weapons he's ever had. He thinks has shown up in the last two seasons, Alvin Kamara and Thomas.
I agree.
Thomas over Graham?
Yes.
Agree. Kamara over Graham?
100%.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Well, that's if I mean, Graham were
Jimmy
to
Graham
stay,
would be good.
If Graham would stay with us, then it might be a different story.
My problem was, I think towards the end of Graham's stay here, I think Brees became too dependent on him, or they went too much and they forgot about Colson and Moore and everybody else. Right? I mean, didn't you feel at times they were a little too dependent?
Yeah, let's remember, Graham and Gronk were going back and forth.
Back and forth, toe-to-toe.
That was the storyline every week.
Right. Look, I think at the end of the day, too, here's something else that Andrew brings up. It's a good point. Do you think Brees playing in the dome, aside from just being a small market, right? Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay and the snow and the cold. Brady, snow in the cold. Why are you shaking your head? I mean, that's legit. I mean, do you not have respect for what Elway did because of where he played?
Okay, then let's take away this. those quarterbacks are literally naturally gifted.
Yeah, I agree.
Drew Brees has to do it all on
his
own.
He's gifted.
He's gifted, all right. Yeah, but
I understand what you're saying.
It's not the same.
No, I get it. I hear you, but that's why.
So
I
that kind of neutral.
But that's what I'm getting at, man. I think that's why naturally people look at it, right? People can put on a tape or a film and see Elway, Marino, some of these other guys. Now, again, I have a hard time saying I can't understand or I see where that argument is. But when you look at, like I said, the argument, I mean, okay, Jim Kelly or Drew Brees. I mean, dude, Jim Kelly took four teams to the Super Bowl four straight years in Buffalo, in that element, that condition, run and shoot offense. You know? I mean, who you got? I mean, Jim Kelly was good. He called his own plays. I mean, when Kellerman said that, I was like, oh, well. Four Super Bowls, man. Yeah, I didn't win them. Four Super Bowls. Took it. Took his team there. In that element, in that weather, in those conditions. You got to give him props.
So now it's the element.
No, I think you take into account a lot of different things. That's why. That's all I'm saying. I think that's why it's never...
So Tom Brady would be looked at completely different if he was in a domed stadium.
I asked you this during the break. Drew Brees with the Patriots at the same time that Brady's been. How many championships would he have?
I think he'd have more.
You think he'd have more?
Absolutely.
Think the organization has played better, drafted better, done better, right? More. Again,
this is what
you look at divisions. Look, and that's the problem. You can start extrapolating everything, right? How many guys did they have to go up against as opposed to, you know, the division in the conference? I mean, one thing's for certain, the Patriots have been dominant for about a decade or so.
I think I could play quarterback and make it to the playoffs.
But that's why I keep going back to it. I think the Saints' lack of good defenses. I mean, Peyton's gone through 5-6 defensive coordinators. The Saints' lack of going to the postseason is why Drew Brees doesn't get the respect I think that he gets. Even if they lose, they haven't gone to the postseason. I mean, look, it's a valid question.
I got asked
a ton by a bunch of other stations in different markets the week before Drew Brees broke the record against Washington. Would his career be seen as a failure if he only wins and plays in one Super Bowl? And whose fault would that be? Would it be, you know, Sean Payton? I mean, is that going to be his biggest regret? Right now, to me, I go, without question, the most successful head coach ever. I get that, right? I mean, everything this franchise has ever had, I get it. But absolutely, I wouldn't even say a stain, but yeah, look, it's something that is going to follow him right now. If he and Drew quit after this season, I think it's a very fair statement to say there is disappointment that this franchise only played in one Super Bowl with that kind of quarterback. That this team in the last 5 years, you know, playoff appearance. I mean, you had 3 straight 7-9 seasons. You had, you know, 2 straight seasons you didn't go to the postseason after going to the NFC Championship game. There were some disappointments in there. Yes, you account the bounty situation. That messed up a streak for sure. Right?
Which most likely led to those upcoming
7-9 seasons. I agree. That's what I'm getting at. But you don't hear those people discuss that, do you? When they're talking about where Drew Brees kind of sits and ranks among all the all-time greatest. You know? I mean, Brady, okay, sat down last year. And what'd the Patriots do? They won games, didn't they? And they wound up going to the AFC Championship game. Didn't they? Yeah.
They lose their coach for an entire season.
Bingo. Aaron Rodgers, Brees, Brady, Montana. They've never lost their coach for the year.
They also had Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying, exactly. Starter in San Francisco. That's my point. None of those greats have ever had to go through what the Saints went through, much less them. Because look, those penalties, they absolutely shot a lot of what the Saints did. There's no doubt. But I think the lack of postseason appearances and wins is one of the reasons nobody, you know, throws them in there. But look, I get it. Even if you want to refer to it to this past weekend, I still you just don't hear people throw his name out there. And after the record, I felt there were more people trying to find reasons why they not put him in one of the top. And look, I get it. Does it really matter at the end of the day? He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, right? At the end of the day, no one disagrees with that. The disagreement and the argument comes with who's the best.
Or would it be he's more, the other two are just more outspoken in the, in public?
Are they? I mean, I wouldn't say that
double
with Brady.
Check. I mean, what does Drew have?
Okay, no,
the
discount, double check,
Tom Brady himself.
Okay, where?
On top of cars.
I've always said that. No, see, I disagree. I've always said Tom Brady didn't have any national commercial. I'm trying to think of a Tom Brady spot. Do you?
No, he's dating the supermodel.
Okay, no. He married a Victoria's Secret woman who makes more than him. So,
I mean, is he on that?
I get it.
Is he on that cologne commercial?
Okay, no. My point is, I mean, like Marino and some of the, you know, I mean, you saw them in a lot more different spots. It's strange, right? I would say you see more NBA players on national commercials than you do NFL
players.
Because
it's more personal. You actually see their face more often than you see behind the helmet. So I guess it's more of a connection.
I think it's a league thing. Same thing with Major League Baseball. You see their faces the entire time. Name me some national baseball players that have national ads or spots.
I think Mike Trout.
Exactly. Let's talk to Tim Grubbs, voice of the Baby Cakes, next out of the break. We'll talk Major League Baseball playoffs. The AL and NLCSs are underway. Is the games being on TBS and Fox Sports 1 hurting the visibility of the postseason? Scott Kushner tweeted that over the weekend. He's like, man, I go into a bar or I go to a restaurant to eat over the weekend. There are no baseball games on any of the TVs. People don't know which station to go to. Do you think that's the case?
I saw the top-ranked boxing on before I saw the
baseball game. Okay, that's what I'm getting at. You know? Do you know off the top of your head right now, Fox Sports 1, what station is on? I think TBS people might be able to find, right? I mean, you have March Madness. They might be able to find that.
I know to go to that station. I might not know the channel, like the number channel.
That's what I'm getting at. Well, that's my point.
I still know it's going to be played on that station, though.
What do you do for a living? Well, kind of, sort of.
I'm your intern.
Right.
You know.
Well, you work at a sports station.
Yeah.
So you probably should know that. Talk about in general. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I guess I'll just go crazy tonight.
Joe's Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreau, number 32. Go Colonels!
Hi, I'm Mike Kelly. Port Fouchon is South Fouche Airport of Vidota area. And when elected to CH from the Port Commission, I promised to work hard to bring good jobs to our community, to secure a better future for our families and generations to come. Paid for by Charles Mike Kelly.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
More than 50 years ago, SL Bank first opened its doors for business. We opened to serve the needs of families and businesses that had been largely ignored by bigger city banks and to operate as a true community bank. That means exceptional service, long-term relationships, value-driven accounts and services, and the assurance your financial future is important to us. Today, those commitments remain unchanged. SL Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. LaRose, North LaRose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs. 2 single packs must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Tunes Tuesday, right here.
Tunes Tuesday
on the Sports Hangover. Still waiting for Touch 'Em All Timmy Grubbs to give us a tune on Tunes Tuesday. Tim, how are you, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. You know, just need about 5-10 seconds, you know, just a little something you do in the shower, you know, just,
whoa,
you know, in the car whenever you're driving, you know. There's got to be something you sing, Tim.
Something that I sing other than sing little tunes to my daughter? I mean, you don't have to.
Well, there you go. Give me your version of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
You know, that's her favorite. So,
is it really?
That's awesome. Well. That is her favorite song right there.
There you go. Mine has to do with Halloween, which is great. It annoys my wife like you wouldn't imagine.
You
it's great.
Halloween.
No, I know. I turned the Christmas songs into Halloween songs, and he loves it. He loves Halloween. All right, Tim, I'm going to ask you this, and then we'll get into the Red Sox and Stros and Brewers and Dodgers fighting for the rights to meet in the World Series. It's something I saw Scott Kushner tweet over the weekend, and he's like, you know, where the games are being televised, Fox Sports 1 and TBS, he thinks it's hurting the visibility of the postseason. I've been kind of making the case in point. Look, I could understand it. Unless you know that that's where you need to go, it is kind of, I mean, he says, look, he's been out at a restaurant or at a bar last couple of weekends, and just the games are not on. Like in this past weekend, I was out eating dinner, and somebody to the left of my wife was asking about the Boston Houston game, and the bartender didn't know which station Fox Sports 1 was on. You know, so I mean, it's just, do you think that that's an issue?
I think it's an issue. I think people know to go to ESPN. People know to go to the major network. People know regular spots. Like, even though I'm a big baseball fan, you know, and I'm going to look for it. And obviously, I pulled a guide up on my DVR. And,
right.
You know, at the beginning of the postseason, there was a game in the first round that was on the MLB network. And it took me a couple of minutes to find it. You know what I mean? Because I was like, because I looked at FS1 and I looked at TBS. And then, of course, I looked at Fox and I looked at, you know what I mean? I looked at the main. And it took me a little while to actually think, all right, let me check MLB network. And when I did, it was there. So if it's taking me a little bit of time to find it and I'm actually looking for it, mm-hmm. You know, what are the people that are just the casual, you know, that just pull up the guide and say, hey, what do I want to watch? They're probably not finding it, and that's got to be hurting TV ratings. I don't really understand, like, why it's not on Fox. Like, you know, I mean, even I know the ratings aren't that great for some of these games. They get a 4 or something, right, or whatever. But, you know, whatever show they're throwing on Fox or you know what I mean? It's probably getting a lower rating than that, I would assume. So, to me, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of like, well, the NCAA tournament, you know, the national championship is on TBS. And I'm just like, why is it not on CBS anymore? Whatever shows CBS is showing, I'm sure, you know, the national championship between Duke and Villanova or whatever would get a better rating than that. I don't really understand why some of the networks have gone away from, you know, showing some of these games, but I'm sure they have their reasons. I just, as a huge sports fan, it certainly, I think it definitely does hurt things in the long run.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I think it is what it is, obviously, because I think there are more baseball fans here than probably a lot of people give credit for, to be honest with you, especially still a large following with the Astros. You know that from doing the days with the Zephyrs and you were attached to the affiliate, and you probably, is that the number, I wouldn't even say complaint, but when, you know, people come and go, man, we love the Cakes or we love the Z's, but, you know, Mets and Marlins, it wasn't the same since when the Astros. And again, I make the linkage to the fact that you could watch them on Fox Sports Southwest on Channel 42 on Cox, and you could watch the game of players that are playing on Airline Drive, take that short Southwest flight, and the next day there you go. Or I can drive and go see, you know, Berkman and all. I could go see those guys that I saw on Airline Drive play for the Astros. And really, they were part of the team that really built up to go play the White Sox in the World Series that year.
Absolutely. And I think that's definitely, I mean, you definitely spelled it out. When I first got here in New Orleans, yeah, I can't tell you how many Astros games I watched because it was so easy.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was on our cable channels, and they had, whatever, 100, 120 of the 162 games on television. So you could easily see a guy that played for the Zephyrs last week, and he'd be playing for the Astros. And they would just come and go. And, you know, the way things are now, obviously, it doesn't quite, you know, the Marlins have not been a great major league team, and, you know, they're not on TV that much. So it's hard to actually follow it, even though that team is all former guys that played here in New Orleans. It's just people not being able to see it as easy and as accessible. And I think it's going to hurt the Cubs. You know, you and I have talked about this. I know the Cubs still are a big brand name. But leaving WGN and the Braves leaving TBS,
yep.
I think that hurts the brand for those teams that they've built. You know, when we were younger and you were able to watch the Cubs and you were able to watch the Braves, whether you liked it or not, they were so easy to find on cable TV. Where nowadays it's going away because they want to be on their own networks and they want to do their own thing.
Yeah, I think to me, one of the things that stood out more than anything was, you know, not being able to kind of follow those players. And I think it does hurt and help. Look, obviously, you and I follow our major league teams, the Pirates for you and the Cubs for me. So I kind of have an understanding and idea of where to go from here on out when we start talking about the postseason. Well, yeah, I just thought it'd be interesting to kind of chat a little bit about that and get your perception. Because, look, I've told you, I want to, you know, let's go get a burger one evening and go catch a game. And, you know, I hope we don't have to walk in and go, yeah, it's channel so-and-so, you know?
I had to do that at a restaurant, I guess it was about a week ago. A couple guys that I work with, we went at lunch. It was when the Indians were playing, you know, the early game against the Astros. And mm-hmm. We had to explain to them what channel it was on. And they had Dish Network, and obviously we all have our smartphones, and we Googled
and gave
the guy the actual number, because otherwise the game wouldn't have been on, and they would have just been rolling, you know, Jalen and Jacoby or whatever was on. You
know? Right. No, probably talking about how Drew Brees isn't a top 15 quarterback. Anyway, I got to ask you, I'm putting it on your spot. Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, game's on the line.
Would I rather? And you know, I'm a diehard Steelers fan. I would take Drew Brees.
Okay, there you go. All right, okay. Because on ESPN this morning was Brees, Rodgers, or Roethlisberger. Who would you take? Game on the line.
I would still take Drew Brees.
Okay, right. Good
who
answer.
They took Aaron Rodgers, I assume.
Probably. You know, I was just like, I get
you did
it
too.
I did not take him. I said, look, the one thing he has over the other quarterbacks is that he's more mobile. That's
you
what
never,
I said.
Then you never gave us your thoughts.
Exactly. I never did I?
Which one is
Red
it?
Red Sox and Astros, TBS today at 4 o'clock. I'm letting everybody know. Central time, so everybody can kind of go check that out. All right.
And I'm sure Alex Bregman's upset about that. They're not on prime time again.
I know. It's incredible. But again, you have the Dodgers playing a home game. So, you know, they are the late game.
Well, yeah, and it's in Los Angeles, so, I mean, they can't necessarily have that as the early game. It would have been like a 1 o'clock in the afternoon game,
exactly.
You know, out west, if they would have had them as the 4 o'clock game. So you see why Major League Baseball does what it does, at least for timing purposes. And, you know, hey, I love on a night like tonight. They got both games. It'll be a lot of fun here.
All right, but you brought him up. Alex Bregman's had an amazing postseason so far, hasn't he?
He is. And I think, you know, and he's very vocal. He does stuff on social media. And obviously, I think he took a little flack. He showed the three home runs that the Astros hit off of Nathan Eovaldi earlier this regular season. I guess he posted that on Instagram yesterday. And I guess he took a little flack for it. Because in baseball, you're not supposed to flaunt that. But in other sports, you know, I mean, I guarantee, you know, other sports do stuff like that all the time, you know, and I just think baseball, it's one of those stupid unwritten rules, and obviously I think baseball has to evolve, and a guy like Alex Bregman, I mean, the way he's so vocal, and I know we all love him here, because, you know, he obviously played at LSU, but I think the rest of the country is going to eventually, you know, really get to know him, and know, you know, because he's such a character, and he's not afraid to speak his mind, and if the Astros go to the World Series again, I mean, he really will be one of the faces of baseball for years to come.
You know, one of the things as well that, excuse me, Tim, speaking with Tim Grubbs, voice of the Baby Cakes, at Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow on Twitter, that stood out to me watching this series. Very competitive, man, and really a series that can go, I think, either way, and it's by the at-bats. And, you know, Houston showing what they did last year in the ALCS and in the World Series. Until that last out is done in the ninth inning, Houston's still alive, man.
Absolutely. And, you know, I thought Boston was dead a couple days ago. If they would have lost both games at home and would have been going to Houston down 0-2, when Houston took that lead and, you know, had Gerrit Cole was rolling, I think they took that Boston took the early lead, but then Houston came back and took like a 4-2 lead. I was really thinking, uh-oh, you know, Boston's in trouble. But then all of a sudden, you know, here come the Red Sox, the reason why they won 108 games. Mm-hmm. They're not going away easily. And now all of a sudden, tonight's an interesting game, or this afternoon's an interesting game. You know, I mean, I think Dallas Keuchel is beatable, you know, and if Nathan Eovaldi pitches as well as he did the other day, all of a sudden, if the Red Sox take game three in Houston, it could really change. But I still think it's a series that's going six or seven. But I think today is a real key game, because if Houston wins tonight, and then the way their pitching's lined up, I think things are looking really good for the Astros.
Yeah, I'll see one. I think the other thing, too, as well, is that team is just so confident. It's really a team that I'm jealous of from this standpoint, that I really wish the Cubs were in. The lineup, you got power. You have guys that just get hits. They spray it on the field. They're smart in the base running standpoint. They just play the game well, man. And I think that's why when I say they're alive until that 27th, that was for a reason. I just think you got guys that no matter where they are in the lineup, they understand what needs to happen to either, you know, make the game. They can bunt. They can steal a base. They can just, and that's on the offensive side. On the defensive side, they're just as good.
Oh, they're really good. And their rotation is so good. And they're, you know, now that you have short series and you can take the fourth or fifth starters and move them into the bullpen. And, you know, and that's what made A.J. Hinch and the Astros so good last year, even though they didn't have necessarily on paper a great bullpen coming in. But when you only have to deal with three starters, essentially, or four starters, you could start moving starters into pitching and relief. And, you know, I know we did it a lot on gut last year, and I know the Astros are known for analytics and, you know, how they follow it, but you know, they went against the grain a few times last year, and it really worked, and it's worked pretty well so far in the postseason this year. And tonight's a big night, you know, obviously that first game at home, and but mm-hmm. I think Houston's looking good. But obviously, as I said, everything changes so quickly in the baseball playoffs. If Houston, all of a sudden, if the Red Sox, you know, with their solid lineup, you know, the way those American League lineups are with the DH, there's no hole in either lineup, whether you're talking about Houston or Boston.
No, it's interesting looking at Minute Maid Park, and it's 59 degrees. Wonder if they open up the, you know, the roof there and let it all, let that cool air in and make Boston feel a little bit more at home. Over in the NL, there's two things here, right? A, I feel for the Graf watching that game last night. And I'm also getting that sickening feeling that maybe you share being a NL Central fan. The Brewers sure don't look like a team that are going anywhere for a while, and they sure look like a team that destiny is kind of ushering into the postseason, huh?
They really are. They're looking good. I mean, I know people don't know those names. They're not household names because the Milwaukee Brewers are not on TV all the time. But, you know, they've already have three shutouts this postseason. it's pretty impressive of what they're doing with a lot of names of guys.
Their pen, yeah.
We really don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, everybody kind of knew of Josh Hader. A lot of people knew him out of the Brewers bullpen for the wrong reason, you know, back in over the All-Star break with, you know, some comments he made on Twitter years ago. But he's really proven it. And then even in a game like last night, you see what they did. And that's pretty impressive. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Dodgers, you know, they're bickering a little bit. The fans are booing their catcher, you know, at Dodger Stadium. Didn't score last night. You know, I heard a guy that used to play for us here at Zephyrs, Kike Hernandez, said post game that he ripped the fans, saying that there was no energy in the ballpark and all that sort of stuff. Of course, there's no energy. He didn't score a run. You know what I mean? And I think that's going to happen. And so I think it's key. I mean, here you go. You got Rich Hill going tonight against Gio Gonzalez. You know, it could be good Gio or bad Gio. Usually it's bad. You know, I mean, where he throws a lot of pitches and walks some people. And that's the reason, you know, the Gio that I remember with the Nationals, but and his first start wasn't all that great. So, but I think if Milwaukee goes up 3-1, I mean, we could be really ushering in, you know, the Brewers and what we're going to see for years to come. But, you know, tonight it's a big one there for the Dodgers, and they need to score early. You know, get that Dodger Stadium crowd involved. You know, get that. You know, when you're at home, you need that extra energy. And I feel like sometimes, and I've told you this with wild card games, I feel like it's usually a problem.
Right.
You know, where there's that sense, if you get behind and the players feed off of the fans, and if the fans are starting to worry, sometimes it becomes a problem. And I feel like it has been the case with a lot of times in the one-game wild card playoffs, that if the visiting team gets ahead, that it forces the home team to have some urgency and to really struggle.
Well, and like I said, seems like a team that destiny is ushering. It's shocking how the Cubs forgot to play baseball. The Graf even told me, I was like, amazing. The Dodgers act like they've never played baseball before. You see guys pressing. You just see those signs that I saw when the Cubs won the World Series, man. So, you know, we'll see where we are at this time when we talk next week, Tim. But 2-1 Milwaukee leads this series going into the game tonight at L.A. It's Sox and Astros are tied up at 1-1. We'll see where they are next Tuesday, bud.
We certainly will. I think the NLCS could be a little bit quicker, depending on what happens tonight. But I do think no matter what happens tonight, I don't think the ALCS is far from ending. You know what I mean? I just feel with those two lineups, we're going to go deep. We're going to 6 or 7 for sure.
All right, no doubt. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. You can be followed over on Twitter at Mr. Tim Grubbs.
Thanks, Gus. Talk to you soon.
Yep, for sure. Take care. Quick break. We come back a little bit more on the Sports Hangover. 76ers in Boston, Thunder in GSW. Who you got tonight? Are you happy? We'll go take a look at the polls that we had earlier today. Are you excited the NBA season has started already on October 16th? It's a little nuts when you think about it, how early it is. We'll do that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I made my reservation. I'm leaving town tomorrow.
Good Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our 4 convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Napa know-how.
This month, a 2-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Plus, our headlamps have superior illumination, so you can see better and drive safer. With up to $10 off a 2-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Rogers Parts, nationally known, locally owned. Lockwood, Morgan City, Libertyville, LaRose, and Galliano.
The Doc in Slidell is more than a restaurant. It's an experience that includes great food and drinks, a live music venue, beach volleyball, and more. And the sunsets at the Doc, well, they're memorable. With the beautiful waterfront scenery along Lake Pontchartrain, come experience it all at the Doc in Slidell while enjoying their famous seafood nachos or the classic shrimp and grits. And you gotta try their delicious craft cocktails, live music, food, drink, and sunsets. All at the Doc, your new family-friendly destination in Slidell.
A strong defense wins the game. Don't wait for rising water. Call Associated Pump and Supply today. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs, Associated Pump and Supply has your water solution with 30 years plus experience. Our staff is ready to deliver, install, repair, or retrofit your pumping equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
Let's talk about Ryan. Way back in May, he wasn't a company man. He was a stay-at-home dad. This August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his information technology career doing something he loves, driving a company car. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, we're going to do a little song for you called the Drew Brees Shuffle.
Uh-oh.
The Drew Brees Shuffle. The Drew Brees Shuffle.
Is it Drew Brees Shuffle? Shuffle.
You know how to do this?
Down, do your shuffle. Oh,
please do the shuffle. Videotape it and tweet it out for the masses. Please. Do it. Do it, do it, do it.
No.
Do you even know what the Drew Brees Shuffle is?
All right, y'all, listen up. They say I'm a hooter and I say bro.
Oh.
Say what you do, try to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Just let the music come from soul, so all of my people can stand up.
I've never heard this before in my life. Drew Brees Shuffle.
Heard the Miley Cyrus, MIA, man. The USA, Party in the USA.
What?
The Miley Cyrus, you know, you ever heard the remix?
Uh-huh.
There's a party in the MIA. You know, for the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl was in Miami. Mm-hmm. You should look it up, it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no.
You're a jerk.
No, listen to the Drew Brees Shuffle, it's nothing to
do
with
that's
the party
right, you'd
MIA.
Probably rather listen to the, you know. Packers, the Packers shuffle.
Again, you haven't presented why you're choosing Breeze.
You haven't presented
anything.
Why you're choosing anybody.
Exactly.
Who are you even choosing?
Never told you anything.
Then why are you even speaking
on
this topic?
Who that in Tennessee wants to hear a little trombone shorty? Little trombone shorty. Maybe we can figure that out. Little trombone shorty. Jay Fowl says, at ESPN Radio NOLA, guess Jordan turns the channel when Drew is promoting Verizon, FedEx, Advocare, etc.
Those commercials weren't even as like on as long as the discount double check one.
All right. You know, Jared said this too about Rodgers not running very effectively on that gimpy link. That's why I referenced yesterday. It was like WWE or soccer, right? He gets sacked yesterday.
Oh, you thought it was a penalty? Should have been a penalty?
No, I didn't. No, it wasn't. It was a clean sack. But he's like, you know, writhing in pain, reaches for the knee, can barely stand up. The very next play, he scrambles for like 20-some-odd yards and gets the first down. It's incredible.
The drama queen in him, that Kobe Bryant gene.
Here we go. Now you hate Kobe, huh?
No, I love Kobe, but that's just something I remember.
Why would you ever call somebody that calls himself the Mamba drama queen?
No, do you not remember Kobe just always going out for one minute, coming back, and then just dropping 30 points on a team?
Needed a breather.
No, it was just adding some tension to the game.
A little flair for the dramatic?
Yeah.
You don't care for it?
No.
Okay.
Because then you have people like you just come and talk about it.
And people like me.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
What does people like me mean?
People like you.
Corey on Twitter says Breeze has been the most consistent quarterback ever. Breeze's first season with the Saints came in 2006 on the heels of his four-year stint with the Chargers franchise, one that benched him for Doug Flutie. Later tried to build around Phillip Rivers, or has tried to. Breeze has now played for 13 seasons in New Orleans, led the league in a major statistical category, passing yardage, completion percentage, passing touchdowns, or quarterback rating in 12 of them. The one reason he didn't was in 2013. He threw for 5,162 yards, the sixth highest total of all time. Consistency in his numbers, says Corey. I would like to see, though. I mean, no one ever asks these people during these national talk shows, right? Like, how do I present it? I mean, you can't discount, or you can't really say, hey, look, what would this guy do with that team? And all, because I think teams are built around them in certain ways, right? Like the Patriots around Brady are a different team than the way the Packers have sort of built. The Packers' way has sort of been to not really delve into free agency. A lot of their teams have been built through the draft. The Pats have done that to an extent. And it's almost the Patriot way where when they get good and they want money, they trade you or let you go. Right?
Let me ask you.
And the Saints,
who did they build around at the very first season? Because you didn't think Drew Brees was going to come back fully healthy. So Who was that guy?
Well, no, I mean, they felt that it was, again, the reason year one was sold out. It was Reggie Bush.
I mean, I was younger, but it was Reggie Bush.
You had a seventh round pick receiver. You had a guy, I mean, okay. A year later.
I was just wondering. Yeah, I don't remember that.
No one looked at the Saints roster and went, you know, future Super Bowl team. No one. I still can't believe it. I mean, you look at that roster and you're like, how? Number nine. Dude, that offense was humming that year. If you ever forget, go put that game back on. Go YouTube some of those games during that 13-game winning streak.
Oh, and tell the haters, we only won that Super Bowl because we cheated for hitting too hard.
What? No. See, stop it.
That's what rules me. Man, y'all cheated.
There is no respect for that team.
Y'all hit too hard.
You know, you're right. It's a good point. You don't ever really hear that 2009 team being talked about as one of the best Super Bowl winning teams, do you?
Definitely one of the most entertaining games. I guess that's kind of biased for me.
Was that entertaining for you, or was it nerve wracking?
It was nerve.
You were there. You're watching the Saints, and I still couldn't believe sitting there, you know, in the stadium watching it. You know, it just.
I can't believe you were in the stadium.
Yeah.
I can't believe we won.
Yeah. No, I see what you just did there. Did not El Gato Negro then?
That was before the curse.
No.
How long has this curse been around?
According to the graph, forever and ever.
When did he first say?
Who knows?
The statement.
It was probably that year, that first year of the show. That was our first remote, Larry and I. Covered.
Do you remember where your first remote was?
Uh-huh.
Where?
I just told you.
The Super Bowl was your first remote.
We started January 10th of that year, 2010. Wow. The show started January 10th, 2010.
That explains it all. Because you didn't have the whole season to jinx them.
And the same time.
Exactly.
Won the Super Bowl
Thank
since.
You, Joey.
Thank you, Joey, for that. I appreciate that. Hey, all right. We'll take a break.
Stuff up.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We will. That's interesting. A little breaking news. The Angels announced they were opting out of the stadium lease in Anaheim.
Anaheim?
Imagine that. Irrelevance. Relevancy.
Go Ducks.
76ers in Boston, Thunder and Golden State. Who you got tonight?
Golden State, obviously.
Okay. What about Sixers in Boston?
Let's go Celtics.
Go Celtics, huh?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I want them to win as much as possible, then they didn't stop trying to get AD.
No. That's probably the worst thing that could happen.
Really?
Yeah, because then he's going, ooh. If they add me.
Stop it. Sports Hangover wraps it up next on ESPN New Orleans.
T-Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they get the job done right. Couple that with the 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, critical in this heat, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix. Power over pests.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Dig, man, there goes Mac the Knife.
Let's I hear this, Joey? And while it's Tunes Tuesday, playing local some music.
It doesn't feel like Tunes Tuesday.
Well, I hear this and I think of the McDonald's commercial. I think you were too young for that.
McDonald's?
You don't remember the McMac tonight?
I just think of Up.
Remember like the burger and like he was like on the moon or something?
Nope, too young.
Do you remember that, Joey? It was
I
a McDonald's commercial,
that.
Yeah.
Mac reminds tonight. Me more of Jaws.
Reminds you of Jaws. This was in
oh,
Jaws?
The shark, man.
Oh, okay.
Now it reminds me of the kids' movie Up.
By the way, shockingly, the heavily favored Warriors are scaring bettors away. Well, I mean, what are you going to bet right now?
Wonder if it's scaring Raphael.
It's interesting that brings up. If you go to NBA.com, remember, they're one of the, I think, they're the only North American that have partnered up with casinos. If you go to NBA.com, scroll once, right in the middle, you'll see, make your predictions over and under, presented by MGM Resorts. Remember, they were one of the first to say, hey, look, we're going to embrace it.
So am I able to do this?
Well, it's not, you can't gamble, per se, on the site. But it does say, make your predictions. Simply predict whether each team will be over or under their projected season wins. Sign in and create an account. You can qualify for, you know, some prizes. Got to do it tonight by 7 o'clock. I thought you'd find interesting over in the Western Conference. Your New Orleans Pelicans are projected by the MGM folks at 43 wins. Over under.
Give them more.
You're going to give them more. There we go. Over. Minnesota projected at 44 wins. Oklahoma City, 48. The Trailblazers, 42. San Antonio, 45. The Jazz, 48.
Give the Jazz less.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Houston Rockets projected to win 56.
Oh, they did the Mavericks wrong.
Warriors, 64. The Mavericks, 35. The Nuggets, 46. Remember the Pels, 43. If you're doing the math, that kind of puts New Orleans at 7 or 8. They got the Lakers at 49.
Yeah, get the Lakers less.
That's a lot of wins with that team. That's not a good team.
No, it's not. Especially in the West.
I think LeBron's going to realize it's not as easy.
It's not a...
For sure.
Not a walk in the park.
I'm surprised that they have San Antonio at 45. Are you?
Yeah, give them less. Press that minus button.
What did you... You pulled up ESPN had the projections where they would be. They had New Orleans at 7, right?
I could pull it up.
If they had New Orleans at 7, I mean, essentially, again, you're facing the second seed. So who would be the second seed out of that 7 there? I mean, you're looking at Houston or Golden State, right? Battling for 1 and 2. I don't know. I'm going to be interested in the game tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more and break it down a bit. I wonder how Carmelo Anthony's addition actually helps that team.
Doesn't help.
Because that team is an up-tempo, fast-paced basketball team. They like to shoot up threes and all that. Is Carmelo going to be there? I mean, he doesn't play D. Nobody really on that team plays D. They lost Trevor Ariza, who a lot of people felt was a key component to them.
So you have the – sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Kevin Pelton,
mm-hmm.
ESPN staff writer. He has Golden State winning 60-plus games.
So number one seed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Utah.
Utah, number two. That's what I'm saying. That's why I looked at you when you said give them less. Dude, the Jazz are good.
I know, but.
The Jazz are good. And look, that's why game 4 of the Pels homestand, right? It's the Kings Friday, Clippers, Nets, and Jazz. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. That's going to be an interesting game to me because Rudy Gobert is AD's kryptonite. He has been. And that has not been a good matchup. You heard Alvin Gentry in front of us on Media Day tell us. He's like, no, look, Minnesota and Utah, they have not played well against. So we're going to find out here, you know, real soon.
We have New Orleans at 7 winning 43.
And the Lakers at 8?
Yeah.
That would be about right.
41. So
Is that enough for AD to stick around?
I think we get around 48, 49.
Well, I'll tell you what. It'd be tough if you have to beat the Jazz in the opening round in the playoffs to keep AD. Matt Moscone after further reviews up next on ESPN New Orleans.